from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm all Greg. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Yes.
But fork it? And
yes.
Not have it fall
right.
Apart?
Fork it. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, fork it. I think Curtis said that 12 times during
the
first hour of Friday's show.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Everybody's going to sing, you know, right? Oh, we're halfway right there. Oh, and so you can get some help.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
What is Captain D's?
Oh, you never, that's a fish place.
Oh, is it like Long John Silver's?
It's basically like Long John Silver's, yep.
Oh, interesting.
And also what they used to call Courtney and her roommates in college.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
God damn it, Teller. You're either going to be a linebacker
or a rapper.
You can't be a MF and rapper. What is this? You're rapping
awesome.
About Mark Sanchez.
Oh, man.
God damn it.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. I'm a people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning from Granite Links in Quincy, chosen to be the site of this year's Numbnuts Invitational, the tournament that pays homage to our very own Numbnuts, our little golf tournament at Granite Links, which has grown and grown and grown. Good morning, everybody. Hello, Curtis, Wiggy, Courtney, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I know that Wiggy's shirt says God's gift this morning, but the real God's gift, if you're watching on Twitch, is the Numbnuts fat head. I mean, yeah. It really doesn't get any better than that.
P-H-A-T.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I would say fat heads equal funny.
They all we need is that, you know those obnoxiously big hats that are all the rage?
Yeah.
We need him wearing that.
Greg holding it earlier to take a photo op was really something special.
Ken has never been happier to be up at 5 in the morning. Look at that S-eating grin.
Yeah,
there you go.
By the way, I don't want to start the show with a critique, but Shime, we need the initial Numbnuts anger from Greg that spawned all of this when Greg snapped at me and called me Numbnuts.
Right. How am I factually wrong?
Because Numbnuts.
The origin story.
It's such a great day, and it's only perfect for a day honoring me where it's raining.
Yeah,
so,
well, I think the rain's going to clear up, and we're going to have a beautiful day to golf here at Granite Links.
I can't wait.
Such a beautiful course.
Wiggy, did you take the blue bike down here?
No, I mean, I could have taken the blue bike as close as I live, but I might pull a blue bike, I started to say, one day.
on one of our road shows.
I think you should.
Yeah. We saw a video of you and Mrs. Wiggins riding around on
I was like Debo coming through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
She tried to blame it like, she didn't want to walk from the seaport. So
We're glad to have you back. I know you were supporting your husband in his triathlon effort.
Yes.
How'd he do?
He did really well. He did really well during the swim, very well during the bike. The run, he lost some steam, lost some gas. But you know what? He finished. Every time someone said, "What was your time?" he said, "I finished." That was it. But I'm very, very proud of him. It's a very cool. There's like over 600 runners or triathletes. And I think he's going to do it like every year now.
Wow.
He caught the bug a little bit.
And he didn't end up with a hunk of windmill fiberglass in his body at any point?
No, it seems like they did a good job clearing that from the route. It was a crazy, not to be morbid, but a guy unfortunately passed away from Connecticut.
Yes, we talked about it on the show.
Oh, okay.
It was at the beach or in the water?
In the water.
Oh my God!
He drowned.
It seemed like he might have had a cardiac arrest.
That's why I don't do. That's why I don't do those things.
Right.
Your body was not made to do a triathlon. your body was not made to run a marathon. Those people are psycho savages that do those kind of things.
Yeah.
The old man walk and the annual Jingle All the Way 5K are plenty. I barely make it through those.
No, old man walk is great. I started it when I was 20. Yeah. It's a great thing.
I will say, I think Julia Hill would crush a triathlon. Like watching all of the women that are so athletic. Like your daughter is one of the best athletes I've been around. Like she just has that athletic ability for everything. She should do that next year.
She is doing the Chicago Marathon in October.
Wow.
I believe. Nice.
My daughter,
that's
Julia.
That's impressive.
Hill, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning. And I hope you'll stop by and say hello. And I want to thank our hosts here at Granite Links. I see Will. I see Walter. I see everybody who somehow allows us to bring our unique crew here every year and to do the Numb Nuts Invitational. So it requires lots of letters to the members in advance and then afterwards. So
right. This is like one big caddy day.
yeah, it is. But I'm biased, but there's no better golf course.
Oh, it's beautiful. And we got some hot tea on you too, Greg, about the golf course.
Really?
Yes.
What
some
was
boiling hot tea.
Is that your lead or?
I can make it a lead if you'd like.
It's whatever it is false, but go ahead.
No, this is fact.
This sounds like some kind of a setup bit or something.
No, the streets are talking, man.
What's the tea?
The tea is that I guess.
That we almost did a 13?
Not that close. But I guess there's a.
But that happened last weekly.
Yes, I guess there's a massive line to get into the club to become a member.
Oh, and somebody jumped the queue?
And somebody somehow, some way propelled himself.
No.
To the front of the line.
I remember
somebody complaining about, you know, waiting in line and having people wait in line for you.
Right.
It was like,
that is true.
Yep.
I've been on the wait list here for probably 15 years. Five.
That's not what I'm hearing.
Greg Hill, I love you. You haven't been on a wait list in the Boston area in 30 years.
For 5 to 15 years, I think is more like it. But yeah,
hot off the tee, completely skipped the line.
Unbelievable.
What do they say at Nantucket? Get back to the end of the line, you sucker.
Pay your dues, old man.
That's fraudulence. Well, it is a beautiful golf course, and we will be here. Tournament gets underway at 9. A whole bunch of you signed up and made a very generous donation to the Greg Hill Foundation to play today. We have limited edition Numbnuts Invitational bucket hats, both versions. Wiggy is going Courtney style with strings. I am without. If you're watching the show on Twitch, and you should be, or on YouTube, and you should be, then you can see that this morning. And we got those here this morning. If you want to leave with one of those. On the court, there's food here. The Granite food truck is right outside with breakfast. And then on the course, there's food. There's Screwball ice cream. The Screwball, the peanut butter whiskey, is one of the sponsors of the event today. So you'll be able to try some Screwball ice cream, Courtney, out on the course.
I enjoy that. I like peanut butter ice cream. It's underrated.
you would call that an underrated ice cream?
I would, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
You see, I don't want to disagree so early, but I feel like peanut butter ice cream is always overrated because peanut butter is so great. It's very difficult to do it properly with ice cream.
You got to do a chocolate Reese's style with the peanut butter.
Right. I always
for it to go good.
Right. I do the Reese's as a topping to whatever the ice cream is. So I get my peanut butter, but it's not the actual ice cream.
Just ice cream and peanut butter don't go together.
Oh, see, I disagree.
I would disagree too. Sometimes you can get a peanut butter sauce, like a butterscotch or a chocolate or a strawberry.
Yes.
I usually get that with fettuccine.
Scheim asked for extra on his French toast on Sunday.
Did you hear this order, Courtney?
I did not hear the order. He did text me and thank me for the recommendation, so I believe he enjoyed himself.
He went nachos, then bananas Foster French toast.
Yep. Okay. I would have gone the monkey bread for the sweet side with the nachos.
Oh, okay.
That would have been my call, Scheim, but, you know, I'm not one to judge.
And I just need you to weigh in on this because it was everybody was talking about it yesterday. Have you ever taken an order of nachos to go?
No.
Yeah.
Isn't that like serial killer behavior?
Leftover nachos. We took them home. What do you want from me?
No, you did not.
Absolutely we did.
Scheim, those are so soggy by the time that you get home. That's disgusting.
Toss them back in the oven. Everybody's happy. It's good.
No. Wrong.
Perfect snack for House of the Dragon Sunday night.
That is blasphemy.
No way.
Are you parceling them out over 5 days? Or like,
I literally said I finished them that night.
Did the waitress do a double take when you were like, we'll take the nachos to go?
No, I mean, we ate half the plate of nachos, but we had leftover. We wanted to be able to actually eat the meal that we were getting for brunch, and so we took the rest home.
So what's on tap for tonight? Nacho omelet, leftover nacho omelets?
That actually sounds delightful.
It's like post-Thanksgiving.
Nacho sandwiches.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have a nacho wrap.
Scheim, what are you shooting today?
I don't know, like a 72.
Oh, Scheim, come on.
I'm kidding. Like a 93, I bet.
93? I want you on record.
If I play 18 holes, I would probably shoot about a 93, 94.
Yeah. Well, we're playing 18. You're coming here right after, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm flying down.
All right. Scheim, are we announcing our Project 2024?
Thank God.
Yeah, rip it, Greg. Let's do it.
We have been workshopping, Scheim and I. By the way, while I was on vacation, thank you.
Well, you're off for a month.
stress brag. We've been workshopping a new intro, and we will introduce it tomorrow morning. So,
okay.
We used to do new intro day on the old show. We'll do new intro day tomorrow. So we'll introduce a brand new. By the way, the song suggested by a listener.
Kendrick Lamar is not like us.
It's not Kendrick Lamar. Oh, okay. But I think, Wiggy, I think you'll like it. I really do. I think you will. All right. We're at Granite Links in Quincy, and it is the site of the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning, including our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes.
It would be perfect if the show open was a little poopy bed.
You love you some little poopy, don't you?
I love it.
Wait, I think this is from New Bedford or something?
All I know is that Jerry used to lose his mind about his name. It made me laugh.
I think it's not little poopy.
Okay.
I don't want to disappoint you.
Well,
you'll find out tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Leeds at 6:25. They set it at 7, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely discuss what a couple Patriots insiders believe the future may be for a rather disgruntled Matthew Judon.
Mm. Wow.
Who is now liking tweets about trades to the San Francisco 49ers. So I...
Got to get your money, man, somehow.
Well,
can we stop the social media passive-aggressive communicating? It's so weird.
It's never going to go away. Oh, my God.
That's how they operate nowadays. Yeah. Rather just do what Jordan Love's doing.
It's all been downhill since he wrote La Familia with DeAndre Hopkins.
Jordan Love said, I ain't practicing until we get a contract done.
Yep.
So in your mind, though, because I suspected this, it's okay for a guy to sign a new deal and then come back the next year and demand that he get a better deal.
Yep, because...
And you just do that every year? Is that...
Well, you know, there's a saying, especially in the NFL, the deals that they agree to ain't worth the paper they're printed on. So when you get an opportunity, it's about leverage. If you got leverage and you want more money because you know your career is not long when it comes to the National Football League, guess what? You have to hold out. That's the only way you're going to get your money, or you're going to force their hand to move you someplace else, and somebody else will pay you.
And then if you don't do the deal with him, you don't give him what he wants.
Right.
He's going to be miserable all season. He's going to be an issue in the locker room all
pretty
season.
Much.
Well, you know how you fix it. Guarantee the contract.
Yep.
And the thing is, the Green Bay Packers last week, when you were on Nantucket, they do the quarterly reports because the Green Bay Packers are a publicly traded company, so they have to report their profit. Their operating profit, not revenue, profit, was $70 million. After everybody's paid, after all the employees, after all the players, after all the cost of running the business, they still took home $70 million. Right. So these owners, and that's the Packers, the Patriots, I'm sure, have a bigger operating profit. And we don't know that because it's a privately held company. But I'm not going to sit and wonder about Robert Kraft's bottom line. If you want to pay Matthew Judon, they can.
And no one's ever beaten the drum when the team goes, oh, guess what? We know we're supposed to pay you $10 million this year, but you don't. Your performance is not the same. You know what? We're going to cut that in half. We want you to take a pay reduction, or this is what's going to happen.
Nobody ever takes a pay reduction.
They pay him. Danny Amendola took about five of them.
They pay him at the end, Wiggy.
No, they don't, Greg. You're in the wrong sport.
You're well aware of this. Tom Brady, for years, took the hometown discount, and he got it all at the end.
No, that's Tom Brady. I'm talking about the regular players.
Okay.
How many guys have we seen here have to restructure their contracts because Ty Law is one of them? They told Ty Law, hey, we're not giving you $12 million. You better restructure.
I was always told that those guys were restructuring their contracts because they wanted to win. And that was the all these guys, they're willing to do it because they want to win. Like, which is it?
You've never heard that. You heard hometown discount. There's a difference.
Yeah, but they were doing it for the betterment of the team.
No, but there's a difference between hometown discount and the team coming to you and saying, you need to take a pay cut or we're going to cut you. Well, why not honor the contract?
Yeah. Curtis is talking about $70 million profit when it comes to the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
If 70 guys every year turn around and go, I want another million, that profit has gone pretty quick. So yeah. I don't.
But 70 can't do that. The only players that can really do this and angle this are players like Judon, players that have proven that the team, they're valuable to the team. If you're, I don't know, who's player X on the Patriot, and he goes to them and says, I want more money, and you're not talented enough, or you're not a guy that they have high expectations for, they tell you, Tyquan Thornton. You think he's going and I'm going, I'm not playing until you pay me?
Well, I'll tell you this. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth, and not many things do. So, all right. We'll talk about that and other things on this morning's show from Granite Links in Quincy, the site of the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. But we'll start this morning with Courtney and what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox fell to the Rockies last night, 9-8 in 12 innings. Tanner Houck got the start, went 6 innings where he gave up 4 runs on 10 hits while striking out 2.
This is becoming a disaster for the singular reason that it is going to give John Henry and Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy a reason not to be buyers.
Yep.
And they are now farther out when it comes to that you know, a week and a half ago, they were wild card bound, and now they are farther away from that. So you watch. This could not, whatever you want to call it, a mini slump, a streak.
Swoon.
It could not be happening at a worse time, as far as I'm concerned, for Red Sox fans.
Agreed. They've got another one with the Rockies tonight, 8:40 first pitch with Cooper Criswell taking the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. LeBron James led Team USA to another comeback win, 92-88 against Germany in London. He finished with 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists.
And shocking, he will be the one with the American flag as the team is introduced during the opening ceremonies.
That he will.
I had no. I can't imagine why.
Buzzer beaters.
The Olympics start Friday, opening ceremony at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. I cannot wait. I got to get my tissues ready.
You must be so excited.
I am so excited. It's so, I mean, in this political climate, in this economy, like, it's crazy that everybody's going to be in Paris, but I think it's always something very special to watch. People achieving their dreams. And don't we all want that?
Yes. Today I'm achieving mine.
Curtis said that like he's going to watch literally 30 seconds of the Olympics.
I am not that excited. But
I mean, I will watch basketball, obviously. Is there anything else? Are you going to watch?
I won't even watch basketball.
I love the steeplechase.
Yeah. Why are you going to watch breakdancing?
That I would watch. But the only thing I really get into are the 100 meters, just to see how fast, you know. But the basketball, isn't it kind of like it's – it's not like the 92 Dream Team where you see teams dominate. Like, this team is barely beating South Sudan, struggling against Germany. It's like, really?
Would you tune in for the no sex bed challenge?
No, but I would tune in for the pole dancing. I think they're supposed to be doing that.
I think that's the same thing.
The 2028 Olympics.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for gymnastics.
All right.
I cannot wait. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 68 degrees right now. Cloudy. A little bit of light rain around, but that will dissipate for the Numbnuts Golf Tournament here at Granite Links. Afternoon high around 80.
All right, we're here all morning. Hope you'll stop by and say hello. Grab some breakfast and grab yourself a Numbnuts Invitational Limited Edition Bucket Hat. And we will be back with our leads this morning coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me, if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, how does dancing Numbnuts Fathead look when it comes to dancing to Huey Lewis in the news?
I mean,
better rhythm than the original Numbnuts.
I have to say, it is a perfect resting pissed face.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that defines you in a face. Later on this morning here on the range, we will attach the Numbnuts Fathead to the range ball picker, and we will see if Wiggy can hit Curtis in the ear, the right ear.
Wow.
They are big.
That's Donald Trump act level. I don't know if I could pull that one off.
That's the target. And we are at Granite Links, and that is the site of the third – this is the site of the third annual Numbnuts Invitational to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. And I literally, we did this with like three foursomes the first year.
Right.
Bumped it up a little bit, and now we got nearly a full field today, and I can't thank you enough for coming out. And our weather smoke says that while it is raining pretty hard right this moment, that's going to end soon, and
right,
we should clear day on the course, right?
Right. There will be sun that beckons when you guys, we all hit the tee boxes later on this morning. So it'll be a beautiful day, and the spot here is spectacular.
All right, Courtney's back, and we are going to get to our leads coming up momentarily. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And the news of Courtney coming up at around 7:30 on this morning show. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
All right.
Wiggy.
You believe in miracles?
I do. I believe in miracles. Where are you from, you sexy thing?
I believe in miracles. Where you from, you sexy thing? Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Shime, you're going to kill me on, or Wiggy's probably going to kill me. Is that Hot Chocolate? Is that the name of the band?
Well done, Gregory. You nailed it.
Oh, I mean, you cannot. That's my wheelhouse. Like the 70s and up to the sort of mid 80s top 40 pop smashes.
Okay.
It's impossible to stump me. Impossible to
good
stump me.
Good era of music.
Yes. Because I used to go to the Woolworths in Maynard on my bicycle and buy all those 45s so I could bring them home and play them on my record machine.
Greg is to music what the Revolutionary War reenactors are to history.
That's a great time for music and TV shows. I'm in this like tornado wind of Welcome Back, Carter, The White Shadow, and that's kind of like right around your like wheelhouse of music, 70s.
White Shadow was a great show.
Yes, all that stuff I remember my uncle watching.
White Shadow for Courtney or for Shime, it was kind of like the
Coach Reese.
Wiggy, are you going to interrupt me all morning? Or I just finished a sentence.
Go ahead.
It was kind of like the Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay.
It was a white basketball coach at a black school.
Okay. Was it in black and white or color?
Then they had the one white guy on the team. What was it, Salami?
Salami. Yes, they had Salami and they had the Jewish kid.
Yes.
Can you still get that? Can you stream it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody watch the homework assignment last night?
I told you. I've been already watching it. Yeah, I've been watching it.
I did not. Sorry.
Lady in the Lake on
Lady
Apple.
Lady in the Lake?
Yeah. Yes.
No, but sounds right up my alley.
Yes, you would love it. Mm-hmm. You would love it.
It's all a good show.
Let's get to our leads this morning. Shime, hello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Once again, the Red Sox, unfortunately, unable to hold a lead in extra innings. And I think the Red Sox ownership should not have an excuse to not buy for this team, because clearly, if anything, these last couple games are showing you exactly what you do need to go out and acquire in order to help this team win. Like, the bats are clearly here. You're scoring runs. You're giving yourselves a lead in extra innings, not once but twice in this game, and you're simply unable to hold on to that lead. Go acquire some pitching help, especially bullpen arms. Your bullpen clearly just hasn't been deep enough the last couple times. This is the second extra innings game you've lost where you've had a lead in extra innings. And because you had one against the Dodgers and now one with the Rockies. This team clearly can hit the ball. They just need a little bit of help in the bullpen. Go get it for them, please. Like, do it now. Don't wait. No need to wait. Just go do it right now.
Shime, we're logical, so that's the way we look at it. We're not looking for an excuse to not spend money. And that's what the Red Sox ownership group is, as far as I'm concerned. So my fear is, and I'm terrified about it, that they continue to lose these games more than they win them in the lead up to the deadline next week. And that gives them the perfect excuse to say, you know what, we're going to hang on to our prospects. We got some young guys who came up and played well. We're getting Tristan Casas back next week. By the way,
did you see the bad news on Casas?
I thought they were saying he was 100% Alex Cora said.
No, he was playing. He did some soft toss. I saw a story on Sunday yesterday that said that he's maybe not back till September.
Really?
That there was a setback. Ken, am I right on that? Somewhat. Okay. Bad news for him, yeah.
What, Ken, bad news thumb down or Curtis is wrong or Numbnuts isn't correct?
It's kind of like a 50-50.
Right. That was the perfect Ken. Totally down the middle.
Actually wrong. Numbnuts.
Anyway, he's not coming back anytime soon.
You did interrupt Ken's breakfast. So.
That is true. All right. Cora said close to 100% and Seager Turner currently doing front flips.
Yeah.
All right.
He's close to 100%. I saw that last night.
There was a story in the Boston Globe over the weekend that said he's not coming back anytime soon. He had a setback.
Five-minute story.
Well, anyway, Shime, I hope you're right, and I hope that the struggles of late, the last four games, would indicate to that to the those that are in charge that they need some help. Are you, Curtis, you, Shime, your baseball guys, any interest in bringing James Paxton back, who I guess was DFA'd yesterday? Or
no, I have no interest in him. I have interest in Nathan Eovaldi, and I have interest in bringing back Justin Turner. And doing those two acquisitions, I don't think you're going to have to give up any of your top 10 prospects or anything like that. Eovaldi's a guy who's played here. We had him on the show several times. He seems like a guy that liked Boston. Justin Turner was a great clubhouse guy, a champion with the Dodgers. Both of those guys have won World Series, know how to play here, and they would be great acquisitions in my view.
All right, Shime, thank you. Curtis, hello. This day is about you, by the way.
Thank you very much. The most recent news from Alex Cora suggests the pattern will continue in the first baseman's recovery. Before the Sox opening series, Alex Cora shared that Tristan Casas is still, quote, far, unquote, from ready for a rehab assignment.
Uh-oh.
Far from ready from a rehab assignment, right here.
Oh. When was that written?
July 19th.
All right.
Okay.
That's a couple days ago.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
Yep.
All right.
I suck at many things. I have a memory like you read about.
All right. So
speaking of memories, and believe me, I don't know anything about anything, but cynically looking at the world is why I'm here. That and my dad, so thank you. The absolute dumpster fire that Courtney and I had to endure with Andrew Razor Raycroft, who got some just really obscene callers calling in, was the cause of CrowdStrike failure, which is the software cybersecurity company implemented by almost all Microsoft products.
Okay.
Which led to the world, you know, we all know, you know, coming to an end.
Yeah.
So it turns out the chief security officer of CrowdStrike sold 4,000 shares just before the apocalypse. Turns out the guy is a 24-year FBI vet.
What?
And the people that these servers that were cleared, the FBI is kind of in the middle of a pretty important investigation. I don't know if you know what happened in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Like, there are a million of these. Maybe we can do an emergency top five which conspiracy theory you most buy into.
Yeah.
This one is pretty appetizing. I don't know what to believe, but all I know is that whatever we're being spun is absolute nonsense. And the reason why, when we talked about the JFK assassination, that I always said that I'm grateful for technology, even though it's really bad for most things, I said there's no way they could do that again.
Right.
That you would have the President of the United States in the convertible driving around in Dallas.
You had to wait like 50 years to colorize the Zapruder film, right, to try to see, right, what might have happened.
You waited 15 years and Geraldo showed it once. And so where we are now is bad with technology in terms of ability to be private and body image, all that. But we were going to be able to see this. And in the aftermath of what happened, you had all of these people show video of this assassin climbing up a ladder onto a sloped roof, pointing a gun at the president, former president of the United States, and then you had the guy that was on the BBC, the crazy guy with the hat who talked about what he was seeing. Haven't seen him since. He's disappeared. All of these people saw what was going on, and I'm sorry, it's not just inept security. These people are the very best at what they do.
So the suggestion would be, in this particular conspiracy theory, that the whole Microsoft meltdown,
right, was in
was on purpose to wipe government servers so that there was no Secret Service emails or deep state, any kind of deep state anything after what happened with Donald Trump.
How many years has what's the company CrowdStrike?
Who knows?
CrowdStrike. How many years have they been doing this with Microsoft? Literally, it's never happened. And
so
out of the blue,
in your world, in this, because listen, you could sell me either way on the conspiracy theories here because it just doesn't make sense. So is this a government was trying to take out Trump, or is this Trump and his deep state is saying
Trump? Here's what I believe.
If it looks like I'm getting assassinated, I'm going through the roof in the court of public opinion for me becoming the next president.
He is not that good of an actor, you guys.
He's asking questions. Here's where I would, if I had to guess, as I said, I don't know. If I had to guess, in the buildup to that Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania, there was a massive push for Biden to get off the ticket. He would not relent. He remained on the ticket. So, if you can't get Biden off the ticket, why don't you get rid of the guy who's beating Biden in the polls? And then then Trump survives, and then out of the blue, Biden's gone and Kamala's in. It's not that hard to follow.
Interesting.
And she's in all of a sudden. There's no primary. There's no anything. There's no open convention. It's just, boom, I woke up today. They said Kamala has the delegates. It's over.
I just can't wrap my head around that, because if we can't trust the Secret Service, if we can't trust
Courtney,
then what can we trust?
Do you think that the Secret Service, could you trust the Secret Service, right, when JFK was killed?
Well, I don't necessarily jump. Well, I wasn't around, yeah, for that. But
Greg was covering it.
I know, but
no, I wasn't either.
But I have a hard time believing that all of these people in the Secret Service, FBI, could all be on email chain saying, all right, we're going to try to take Trump out, or we're gonna just miss his head.
Isn't it harder to believe that some random 20-year-old whose cell phone you can't get into, who has no social media whatsoever, is able to scurry his way up there and do...
It's very scary. And Wiggy actually had a good point on, like, last Thursday, because I said this. He said, but you can believe that Karen Reed, that whole thing was covered up. And I said, yeah, that's a good point.
Right. Here's the thing. You know, in Bourne Identity, or one of the Bourne movies, they're trying to figure out which one of the CIA operatives was communicating with Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, let's see all of our agents. Let's see how many of them had their phones turned off. And there were three. How many 20-year-old people have no social media fingerprint whatsoever?
It is a little bit weird.
I mean, literally less than one half of 1%.
By the way, we are now, I can announce this now, we have a new limited edition merch item available today. It is the Numb Nuts Invitational Tinfoil Hat. So if you'd like to buy one here today, you can do that. All right, great lead. Thank you. Great lead, Curtis. We should do like the top five, emergency top five weirdest conspiracy theories about all of these things.
I think it's great.
What about Benet?
Like, I mean, is Joe Biden, where is he? Is he alive or like,
frozen somewhere? Thing.
That's a whole nother one. It's like, I don't know. Was that call that he made yesterday AI Jen or like, I all right. Anyway,
Jen is hiding.
We are at Granite Links in Quincy, and it is the site of the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. We will come right back with Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead next. All decency is gone. What time is it? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Amen.
Is that the song?
Yep.
Wiggy has a beverage.
Yes.
I guess it's a golf course. The automatic intuition
it's
is, to,
is,
that's
to,
all right.
is to have a drink when you get to the golf.
It's happy hour somewhere.
What are you enjoying?
I am enjoying. So I'm just sitting here and I'm looking around and I saw this thing over here and it said screwball and I saw peanut butter whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we were talking about peanut butter. And I do love peanut butter. Don't get it twisted.
All right. Thank you.
And so I went over there and they were like, oh, this is peanut butter ice cream. So they were like, there's a drink over there with peanut butter.
But it's infused ice cream. So it's infused.
Yes.
It's infused with screwball whiskey.
Yes.
Peanut butter. Yes.
And so I went over there and there's a drink that has peanut butter whiskey and coconut and some other kind of stuff in it. And it comes in this little coconut thing over here.
You could take that home with you.
And it's like, I peeled off a little piece because I was like, can I eat it?
Oh, my God.
But I don't think it's edible. I was like eating.
By the time you're done four of those, you won't know.
But no, so I'm really enjoying the screwball peanut butter whiskey because I asked them, I said, where can I buy this? Because I love a peanut butter type of whiskey.
Well, you're a flavored whiskey guy. As is our guy Lou Merlone.
Yes. Just like Lou, I'm a crown guy. Yeah. I crown vanilla, crown apple.
Try the ice cream.
Let me try the ice
cream. Try the screwball infused ice cream here at Granite Links. How good is that?
Wow, that's really good.
Right?
That is really good.
Yeah. So
I got a little something for you. It's a little twist. I just kind of thought about it.
I mean,
put a little bit of ice cream right now.
Right in the drink.
The wheels are off.
Drink,
the wheels are off.
Why not? Why not?
Hey, right. Shout out to Screwball. Yeah. Hey, any chance I can get a couple of these bottles when I bounce?
Yeah. Okay.
City Boy Wiggy.
Huh?
Lauren will take care of you.
Yes,
Lauren,
please.
Lauren will take
care of you. And I need the recipe on how to make that drink. That is on point.
This has turned into Wiggy's cooking show.
No.
I love it. It's great.
I never had peanut butter whiskey, though. So,
good.
You seem to be enjoying it.
Oh, you've had it before?
Oh, yeah.
One?
Yep.
All right.
So good.
What better way to celebrate Numb Nuts than getting bombed at 6:50 in the morning?
Why not? It's a Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Is it? I thought it was Friday.
All right. Well, we're at Granite Links, which is the site of the third annual Numb Nuts Invitational here in Quincy. And everybody's arriving here, and we hope come by this morning, stop on your way to work, say hello. We got Numbnuts limited edition Numbnuts Invitational bucket hats, which you can get while you're here today. We got a bunch of stuff to give to you if you show up here this morning. We got to get to the rest of the leads though, and Courtney is back after supporting her husband in his near win at the triathlon over the weekend. Yeah. And your lead this morning.
Good morning. Happy to be back. Millennials always get a bad rep, especially on this show. Shime, I think you can back me up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that we're not hardworking, we're not this, we're not that. Well, a story over the weekend caught my eye, and it's from Australia. It's a woman, Jessie Marshall. She's 35, and she launched her own PR company. It's called Hive HQ. She refers to Hive HQ as her firstborn baby because she took it from the ground up. She has 6 employees, and she just gave birth to her first actual born son, a boy named Leo. She took to social media to talk about how, you know, being self-employed, starting your own company, and then having 6 employees under you, she didn't really have the opportunity to take maternity leave after okay. Leo was born. So she didn't take any paternal leave, any new parent leave, and she worked through. So she gave birth, came back to work, and worked. The backlash this woman is getting on social media and from people in her own life or people that work for her is unbelievable.
Wait, she's being dragged because she didn't take her 12 weeks or whatever the leave is.
Correct. They're saying that, I mean, the comments are disgusting, but they're saying, like, if you don't have the mental capacity to handle being a mother and you felt like you need to go back to work, you should have never given birth. You should have never tried to have a child. You're doomed if you do and you're doomed if you don't now, especially in this world, how people just judge each other. But let people live their own lives. Like, I was in a deep rabbit hole looking at this woman's social media. Yeah. I mean, she started a company. She employs 6 people. She didn't feel comfortable leaving her firstborn baby to take care of her actual child, and so she did both. Yeah. Leo's alive, doing well.
Good for her.
Yes.
She's got to make money.
Yes.
She's got bills to pay.
Good for her.
There's a great saying that sustains us all. Those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter.
Right.
It will get you through everything in life. Our world, ever since the pandemic, I hate to blame everything on Ken's pandemic, but everything since the pandemic has been open season on talking about things that have none of your damn business, from what Olivia Culpo wears at her wedding to what people do with their own time with their kids when they're born.
But I think it's the lowest form of trying to take a jab at somebody saying that they should never have a child. Like on Friday when that person was texting in saying Courtney's too selfish to have kids. Like, you have no idea what goes on in people's lives. And this Jessie Marshall, who decided to keep her family afloat while also keeping her business afloat, kudos to her. People should be praising her and not trying to tear her down.
But that's the moment that we live in, where some people have, I hate to break it to some, but people have had jobs and had kids since the dawn of time, and they find a way to do both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world doesn't shut down so that you can take whatever time you need
to do it,
good for her.
It's her right to take maternity leave, and it's her right to not take maternity leave.
If she gets
great
it.
Great point. All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So let me preface this by saying that I
have never had peanut butter whiskey.
I had never had peanut butter whiskey until about 10 minutes ago. Very good. But I still believe the Red Sox will do something at the trade deadline, and I hope that they do something. But if you're a Red Sox fan right now, and we've had this conversation before, and we've asked the question, this is 3 years in a row, the great Alex Cora and the manager of the last 50 years of a Hall of Famer, is what everybody tells me, that the team has struggled after the All-Star break. So when we asked the question about front office and them doing things, I remember when I played, and it was always about, if you want them to do something, we need to show them that we can be competitive and we're worth doing something for. 3 years in a row after the All-Star break, the Red Sox have struggled in the first 9 games when you look at where they've been. Last year, I think they were a game above 500. They ended up going 5-4. The year before that, they finished the first 9 games. They were 2-7, and they're on pace, obviously, right now. If they don't
turn it around,
if they don't hit a lick, they're on pace to, you know, have another year of where they're struggling right
after. So are we back to this where just, and I'm not challenging you on it, but I'm curious, are you blaming Alex Cora?
No, I'm not blaming Alex Cora. I'm blaming these players. What I'm saying.
Oh, you're blaming the players.
Yes, because remember what I told you, the manager in Major League Baseball, I don't give him a ton of credit, but I do give him credit for getting guys to buy in, play hard, understand where they are. So what is going on that we're seeing this again, and how do you knock the front office if they don't do anything when you look at a team that is showing you they're showing us that they're not worthy of investing in.
So the players are now showing everybody that they are not worthy.
Players,
of
manager,
further,
everybody,
further investment.
Everybody on that field, right? I remember they used to tell us in the league, hey, if you want them to do something to add to this team, we've got to make sure that we're playing well so we can show front office that, hey, we're worth investing in. So I'm just saying, these players at Cora need to get their ish together.
And you're right, because Alex Cora is the one that's supposed to be the player's manager, so they should all be buying in for him. So we're talking about the third season in a row that they're going to have a fall off in the second half of the season, you got to look at Alex Cora.
Wow. All right. Pretty good lead, Wiggy.
Well,
very well done.
Very good.
Screwball for breakfast every day.
I would be curious what Red Sox fans think about that, and we can certainly talk about that this morning.
Sununu just said great lead.
We should take a break. I'll get to my lead when we come back, and then we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We are at Granite Links in Quincy, and it is the site of the 3rd annual Numbnuts Invitational this year to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now. Getting back to my back, I love you.
You're dirty and sweet, I'll miss. Alright. All decency is gone. What time is it? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Amen.
Is that the song?
Yep.
Wiggy has a beverage.
Yes.
I guess it's a golf course. The automatic intuition
it's
is, to,
is, that's
to
all right.
is to have a drink when you get to the golf.
It's happy hour somewhere.
What are you enjoying?
I am enjoying. So I'm just sitting here and I'm looking around and I saw this thing over here and it said Screwball and I saw peanut butter whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we were talking about peanut butter. And I do love peanut butter. Don't get it twisted.
All right. Thank you.
And so I went over there and they were like, oh, this is peanut butter ice cream. So they were like, there's a drink over there with peanut butter.
But it's infused ice cream. So it's infused.
Yes.
It's infused with Screwball whiskey.
Yes.
Peanut butter. Yes.
And so I went over there and there's a drink that has peanut butter whiskey and coconut and some other kind of stuff in it. And it comes in this little coconut thing over here.
You could take that home with you.
And it's like, I peeled off a little piece because I was like, can I eat it?
Oh, my God.
But I don't think it's edible.
Well.
I was like eating
By the time you're done four of those, you won't know.
But no, so I'm really enjoying this screwball peanut butter whiskey because I asked them. I said, where can I buy this? Because I love a peanut butter type of whiskey.
Well, you're a flavored whiskey guy. As is our guy Lou Merlone.
Yes. Just like Lou, I'm a crown guy. I crown vanilla, crown apple.
Try the ice cream.
Let me try the ice
cream. Try the screwball infused ice cream here at Granite Links. How good is that?
Wow, that's really good.
Right?
That is really good.
Yeah. So
I got a little something for you. It's a little twist. I just kind of thought about it.
I mean,
put a little bit of ice cream right now.
Right in the drink.
The wheels
right
are off.
Drink,
man.
Why not?
Hey, right. Shout out to Screwball. Yeah. Hey, any chance I can get a couple of these bottles when I bounce?
Yeah. Okay.
City Boy Wiggy.
Huh?
Lauren will take care of you.
Yes, please.
Lauren will take
care of you. And I need the recipe on how to make that drink. That is on point.
This has turned into Wiggy's cooking show.
No. I
love it. It's great. Yeah.
I never had peanut butter whiskey, though. So,
so good.
You seem to be enjoying it.
Oh, you've had it before?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right.
So good.
What better way to celebrate Numb Nuts than getting bombed at 6:50 in the morning?
Why not? It's a Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Is it? I thought it was Friday.
All right. Well, we're at Granite Links, which is the site of the third annual Numb Nuts Invitational here in Quincy. And everybody's arriving here, and we hope come by this morning, stop on your way to work, say hello. We got Numb Nuts limited edition Numb Nuts Invitational bucket hats, which you can get while you're here today. We got a bunch of stuff to give to you if you show up here this morning. We got to get to the rest of the leads though, and Courtney is back after supporting her husband in his near win at the triathlon over the weekend. And your lead this morning.
Good morning. Happy to be back. Millennials always get a bad rep, especially on this show. Shime, I think you can back me up on that.
Oh, yeah.
That we're not hardworking, we're not this, we're not that. Well, a story over the weekend caught my eye, and it's from Australia. It's a woman, Jessie Marshall. She's 35, and she launched her own PR company. It's called Hive HQ. She refers to Hive HQ as her firstborn baby because she took it from the ground up. She has 6 employees, and she just gave birth to her first actual born son, a boy named Leo. She took to social media to talk about how, you know, being self-employed, starting your own company, and then having 6 employees under you, she didn't really have the opportunity to take maternity leave after Leo was born. So she didn't take any paternal leave, any new parent leave, and she worked through. So she gave birth, came back to work, and worked. The backlash this woman is getting on social media and from people in her own life or people that work for her is unbelievable.
Wait, she's being dragged because she didn't take her 12 weeks or whatever the leave is.
Correct.
They're
saying that, I mean, the comments are disgusting, but they're saying, like, if you don't have the mental capacity to handle being a mother and you felt like you need to go back to work, you should have never given birth. You should have never tried to have a child.
You're
doomed if you do and you're doomed if you don't now, especially in this world, how people just judge each other. But let people live their own lives. Like, I was in a deep rabbit hole looking at this woman's social media. I mean, she started a company. She employs 6 people. She didn't feel comfortable leaving her firstborn baby to take care of her actual child, and so she did both. And Leo's alive, doing well.
Good for her.
Yes,
she got to make money.
Yes,
she got bills to pay.
Good for her.
There is a great saying that sustains us all: those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter.
Right.
It will get you through everything in life. Our world, ever since the pandemic, I hate to blame everything on Ken's pandemic, but everything since the pandemic has been open season on talking about things that have none of your damn business, from what Olivia Culpo wears at her wedding to what people do with their own time with their kids when they're born.
But I think it's the lowest form of trying to take a jab at somebody saying that they should never have a child. Like on Friday when that person was texting in saying Courtney's too selfish to have kids. Like, you have no idea what goes on in people's lives. And this Jessie Marshall, who decided to keep her family afloat while also keeping her business afloat, kudos to her. People should be praising her and not trying to tear her down.
But that's the moment that we live in, where some people have, I hate to break it to some, but people have had jobs and had kids since the dawn of time, and they find a way to do both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world doesn't shut down so that you can take whatever time you need
to do it.
You know, I good for her.
It's her right to take maternity leave, and it's her right to not take maternity leave.
If she gets
great
it.
Point,
yes.
Great point. All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy,
you're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So let me preface this by saying that I
have never had peanut butter whiskey.
I had never had peanut butter whiskey until about 10 minutes ago. Very good. But I still believe the Red Sox will do something at the trade deadline, and I hope that they do something. But if you're a Red Sox fan right now, and we've had this conversation before, and we've asked the question, this is 3 years in a row, the great Alex Cora and the manager of the last 50 years of a Hall of Famer, is what everybody tells me, that the team has struggled after the All-Star break. So when we asked the question about front office and them doing things, I remember when I played, and it was always about, if you want them to do something, we need to show them that we can be competitive and we're worth doing something for. 3 years in a row after the All-Star break, the Red Sox have struggled in the first 9 games when you look at where they've been. Last year, I think they were a game above 500. They ended up going 5-4. The year before that, they finished the first 9 games. They were 2-7, and they're on pace, obviously, right now. If they don't
turn it around,
if they don't hit a lick, they're on pace to, you know, have another year of where they're struggling right
out. So are we back to this where just, and I'm not challenging you on it, but are you blaming Alex Cora?
No, I'm not blaming Alex Cora. I'm blaming these players. What I'm saying.
Oh, you're blaming the players.
Yes, because remember what I told you, the manager in Major League Baseball, I don't give him a ton of credit, but I do give him credit for getting guys to buy in, play hard, understand where they are. So what is going on that we're seeing this again, and how do you knock the front office if they don't do anything when you look at a team that is showing you they're showing us that they're not worthy of investing in.
So the players are now showing everybody that they are not worthy.
Players, manager, everybody,
further investment.
Everybody on that field, right? Mm-hmm. I remember they used to tell us in the league, hey, if you want them to do something to add to this team, we've got to make sure that we're playing well so we can show front office that, hey, we're worth investing in. So I'm just saying,
I mean,
these players at Cora need to get their ish together.
And you're right, because Alex Cora is the one that's supposed to be the player's manager, so they should all be buying in for him. So if we're talking about the third season in a row that they're going to have a fall off in the second half of the season, you got to look at Alex Cora.
Mm. Wow. All right. Pretty good lead, Wiggy.
Well,
very well done.
Very good.
Screwball for breakfast every day.
I would be curious what Red Sox fans think about that, and we can certainly talk about that this morning.
Sununu just said great lead.
We should take a break. I'll get to my lead when we come back, and then we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We are at Granite Links in Quincy, and it is the site of the 3rd annual Numbnuts Invitational this year to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.